Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hi, Nikki Javala of the Athletic joins
segue
us.
Out of that one.
Courtesy of N Credit Union. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. What do you think about special teams with the Broncos? Why don't we just start there? How would you evaluate that after the first nine games of the year?
They're very special. I mean, are we going to stick to these last nine games or like the last 3 years? Or
This year.
We could go back 3 years. They've been not great. I mean, I agree that Deontay Spencer has been a bright spot.
Thank you.
He ranked like top five in punt return yards, so... And they've struggled to find a reliable returner for how many years? So I like Deontay Spencer. Everything else can go.
Wow.
I heard your argument over Tom McMahon, and it's been subpar, to put it politely.
I don't know.
But the
He's got something
is,
there, Nikki. I can't figure it out. He's got a soft spot. He's got a blind spot or something.
For Tom McMahon?
Yes.
I guess. I mean, we see just a small snippet of special teams when we get to watch practice, and they always look confused out there. No disrespect to Tom McMahon. But you look at the alternative. What does that mean? You're handing the keys over to Chris Gould?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
Him more than Tom McMahon?
Here's the problem I've always had with special teams, coordinators. They don't get any direction or help from the head coach. They're expected
They don't need it. It is the easiest position by far to coach.
It's not simple.
No, it is. He's right about that.
No, it's not even close, Nick.
But head coaches don't give enough direction, and so there's never any clarity on special teams, like what we're trying to do and how we're trying to go about it. So it has led for massive confusion over the past few years with the Broncos. It has.
It's why don't obvious. They have punting coaches? Why? I mean, if they have positional coaches, why don't they have punting coaches to help the punter punt
that's
better?
A good question.
Yeah.
But, Nikki, that's where, the special teams coach is supposed to come in. Thomas McGahee, who we came in the league together as rookies in Cincinnati, he was my special teams coach here with the Denver Broncos. He is in charge of special teams for the New York Giants. And we saw Cody Lattimore last night light it up as far as taking, punts back and kickoffs back. To me, that is the guy that helps out, that punter who's struggling, that field goal kicker who's struggling. But that starts with coaching.
All right, we're going down the special teams wormhole, which I was nervous about. So let's pull it back into real football, Nikki. And if we looked at the Broncos quarterback situation this year, how would you evaluate it and where do you see them going in the future?
It's like the multi-million-dollar question, isn't it? I have no idea where this is going. I like Brandon Allen, though. If he can keep that up, shoot. What if their answer is a guy they claimed off waivers after zero time in training camp and really not much practice time? I think they had 3 days of practice with the ones before he took the field on Sunday. So, I mean, if they can keep up what they did against the Browns, they got something to work with. I like the game plan. They're very young, but they were all on the same page. They got explosiveness. They got Cortland Sutton, who's an athletic freak. You bring back Tim Patrick, you got another weapon. The O-line, for the most part, held it together. I mean, if they can play like that, and you got a defense like the one they have, they could be quite decent. As far as the future at quarterback, I have no idea. And I don't know that they do. I would imagine they don't. I don't even think they know what they're going to do with Drew Lock yet. I mean, that's still up in the air from what they say as to whether they're going to bring him off IR. The plan tentatively is to let him practice
really,
for those 3 hours.
Hold on.
Three
is
weeks.
Is it really like up in the air if they're going to take him off of the IR?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Brandon Allen changes a few things because if he's playing let him go.
Hold on. You mean when they get back after this week off, you think there's a possibility Drew Lock does not come off IR?
I think he's going to practice. Vic Fangio said it's still up in the air as to whether he's going to
come off after this
3 week window.
They're going to start the clock.
They're going to start the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, but it should not be up in the air if he's coming off the IR at all.
That's what they said.
Oh, that's wild. Nikki, bye week is about the only time of the year in which NFL teams will make a change with starters. Do you think there's anybody that they are considering making a move with during the break?
I don't think so. I mean, the only one I could think of would be on the line, and they don't have another decent option behind Garrett Bowles. Otherwise, they would have benched him already. They've made changes on defense, and those were very good changes in week five. I mean, the only change I could see is a receiver. When they do bring back Tim Patrick eventually, you know, you might see even less of Deshaun Hamilton and Fred Brown, but nothing major there. I'm trying to, you know, we weren't seeing Jeff Heuermann much anyway before he got hurt. Noah Fant had a pretty great game. We see more Noah Fant, but that was to be expected anyway. I mean, you draft a guy in the first round, you know he's going to be the starter anyway, and he kind of has been, even though the depth chart still says Heuermann at the top.
And Nikki, are you going to have a boring bye week or a very interesting bye week?
I'll let you know after.
Okay. All right, Nikki.
I mean, I'm just going to be working. What's your definition of boring versus
It depends what you're working on.
I'll let you decide that.
All right, Nikki. Good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you later on.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Nikki Jabalar, Fan Broncos Insider. Courtesy of Ent Credit Union.
Trying to encourage something?
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Look at that smile on his face.
What did Cecil call me in the war room? He called me Lassie, the Lassie Bar. Like, yeah, he said something like, you were Lassie? There.
What do you say, girl? Timmy's in a well.
What was he talking about? Like,
I don't know.
I know something, and I...
I don't know how he put the words together, but he
the Lassie
you.
Bar. Yeah.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I heard Lassie Bar, and then the explanation was like, what, like Lassie's dumb or... I didn't quite understand it.
Well, Lassie's never been a dumb dog. It's just like Lassie can actually figure out things and then go back to humans and communicate them. Sometimes even the things don't really line up. So I maybe that's where he was coming from.
I couldn't understand if he was trying to rip me or it was kind of a compliment or I didn't know where he was going.
I think he was poking fun at some of your takes sometimes when it comes to quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Okay. There's always things going on. It's never boring. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
I'm kind of waiting to find out if the bye week's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting to find out.
Okay. And that's all we can say. I guess that's the Lassie Bar right there. yeah. I should just stop there. All right. We have our Loveland pass to give away. Richie is dressed up as a basketball player for some reason. Not sure why. We'll get to that. Fair to say, still to happen. We got Mike on the line for Hot Take Tuesday with share tickets. Did Tyler just do that? He just like literally walked out as I'm going to break and let the door slam. That is, you know, Nick, do you want to take your headphones off and slam them against the microphone as I toss it to a break?
No, I'm
what
good.
A loser.
I mean, did Tyler really seriously just do that?
Yes, he did.
Big time. He went to Cherry Creek High School.
Ah.
I hate that guy.
Yeah. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.